Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is taking place throughout up to the hour 8. Please excuse my voice, man. Excuse my voice. We will be fine. Thank you so much to Johan Els. He's taking you back again tomorrow morning, man. It's going to be a joyride again with Johan Els. Something else there. What a wonder. What a treat in the afternoon. As people drive home and they just enjoy, you know, together we feel as one nation. You know, we feel as one nation when you address this. So we are blessed. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you abundantly. Tuesday Live it is. And I'm looking forward to talking to Professor Buyiso Mnezi. And also I'm looking forward to talking to Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town. But let me start with this song. Let me start with this song. And tell me how it makes you feel.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
A beautiful song indeed, the rendition at the Carnegie Hall, At the Carnegie Hall. That is Billy with us there. And he says, if you have a load that is overbearing and you need a friend, let me be there that we carry along. This is true love for brotherhood. You know, it's not just in words, but also in action. And we trust that you experience such brotherhood, you know, in the body of Christ, where things are not just speeches, but it's also actions that would show. My cousin sister wrote something in her status that really went through into my heart. And she had been going through a lot in her family recently. And then she writes and says, words are easy to say and it's easy to actually speak compassion and support to someone. But doing it is even more than saying it. And then she says, let your words not only talk about your love, let your actions show me. Hey, you know? And I realized that, we need to be there for each other. We need to be there for each other. Otherwise, we are just selfish, you know. We are just selfish. We are just preoccupied with self, you know. As long as things work out for you, it's fine. Yeah, something like that. We have also on the line Professor Buyiso Mnezi. From UJ, Professor, greetings to you and welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you very much. Thank you for your welcome. It is a beautiful evening as well. I hope you are well with your family. I greet you too. And I'd also like to greet my brother, Brother Baruch Yah, and our beautiful Radio Pulpit family in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you. Hallelujah. The Lord is faithful.
I see people are sending me messages in Pabsfontein. I think Pabsfontein, that's about maybe some... It's not far from here. It's not far from here.
Uh-huh.
And it's raining. It's raining there. And people are happy they're sending me. Is it raining in Joburg?
It is raining. I was just praying that it doesn't bring a thunderstorm because they've been announcing a thunderstorm and I've been thanking God, Lord, thank you for not bringing it now because you want to hear the show. You want to listen to the show. It's raining. Yeah, but it's a beautiful rain this side.
It's a beautiful... You remind me now of this artist called Bono. It's a beautiful day. Okay. Let me welcome Mayahi. Mayahi, greetings to you, Barukia.
Hey, Mayahi. Billy Withers. Hey, I'm telling you. you just took me back memory lane.
He refused to sell his soul. Remember, everyone in Hollywood, stories are coming out. People have sold their souls. He refused. He refused.
Yeah.
You remember those, there are those who also, along the way, when they start refusing, when they start repenting, and they pass away mysteriously. But, okay, all right. But he refused, so he continued to sing very moral songs. Well,
He passed away mysteriously as well.
Absolutely. I remember Bob was saying it to me. And say, hey, did you see Bill Withers? And even Al Jarreau, even Al Jarreau passed away in that manner. But when they refuse to compromise. Anyway, is it raining in Cape Town?
Sorry, Ma.
Is it raining in Cape Town?
No. It's a beautiful, sunny day, clear sky.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Wow.
Shalom, my aunt. Shalom to you. Shalom to your family. Shalom to Professor Wilson Desi and her family. Also to the beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. Shalom and greetings in the mighty name of Yahushua Mashiach of Nazareth. Our deliverer, our redeemer, our savior.
Lepara, Senganga.
I'm telling you.
Are you well, though?
I'm excellent, my ach.
How's the boy?
The boy is okay. He's doing well, I must say. Mm. And praise be to Abba Yahuwah for each and everything, We bless him so very much. There's so much of improvement in him. Thanks for the prayers.
We give the Father all the glory, man. You know, I thank him for you. When I think about you raising your child on your own because the mother has passed on, but, may the Father continue to be a blessing to you mightily.
Amen.
Right. Tonight we are talking about the spirit of selfishness. Hey, Banna. The state of being overtly concerned with oneself. Some form of egotism. You know, when one is concerned about self, when they pay everything, man, even in friendships, everywhere, these things have to benefit them than others. I remember when I was still at school as a young man at high school, there was this guy called Thomas, and then he would say, "Let us march, comrades, let's march." And I always watch Thomas, he's always at the back. And when the hippos come, Thomas is nowhere to be found. We don't know how or what kind of intelligence Thomas has that tells him, today the police are going to attack. He's nowhere to be found. Without injuries, without scratch. How, Thomas, Oh, wabana. You know? Yeah. So, I always, okay, this is a leader, but his way of leading, it looks like we are putting forward his demand or demands at the expense of our safety. Tina siyashaywa. Yeah? There were times I was severely injured by the police. We used to call it hospital squad, my bro. You know, you stay in hospital there and they refuse to treat you also in hospital. Thomas Yena, nowhere. But when it comes to meeting, it's him at the pedestal there. At Super Stadium, they call it Lucas Murip. At Super Stadium there, it's him talking and what. And I said, let me look at this liberal. I'm a believer. I'm a conservative believer. I believe in the authenticity of the Christ. This guy, But also, when one is concerned about their own things, egotism, you know, and you find it also in the shows. Someone who hosts the show, and the show's focus is on that person. Have you realized that? You know, as a broadcaster, the show is the focus of the show is on that guy. But we are busy trying to talk about Christ here. You know, but the focus is on Ray, and you know, the selfishness can go also to that kind of extent. Yet the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. Do you remember Cain? Riddled with the spirit of selfishness. Genesis 4:9. Then the Elohim said to Cain, "Where is Abel your brother?" He said, "I don't know. I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Yes, you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be. Otherwise, the father would not ask you. Check the son out. Moses. Look at Moses and the shepherds that he was with in Exodus chapter 2, verses 17. Then the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When people start to say, they start to own things, they own brooks, they own things, and then they say, "Yeah, but this is ours, you go away." And Moses says, wait, before you go, we know this is our brook. We know that. But let us feed, let us quench the thirst of your flock so that you be on your way. People who want services and own services, yet they can't serve anyone. And we live in a country where we find ourselves at that kind of stature, where people basically are into self-interests, even in marriage, even in families, people, even in friendships and everywhere, man. People are into their own interests. If their interests are not met, they become so dissatisfied with you. Numbers chapter 20, verses 21. Thus Edom refused to give Yasharal passage through his territory. So Israel turned away from him. Our refusal to serve other people, our refusal to help other people, is an indication of a spirit of selfishness on our part. I don't know, Professor, and you, Mayachi, if you have ever heard this. Well, in my church, Tina, we are fine, man. We don't have a split like the other church. Well, in our church, we are fine. Oh, in our organization, we are fine. Well, in my marriage, we are fine. We don't have splits like the other marriage. Instead of going there and helping them to mend things, you're using them as an example of solidifying your unity. That's selfishness. When you know you have means to help, but you do not help, That's selfishness. In this country, we need social workers and community developers. But what we seem to be getting is people who go into the upper echelons of the elites, who basically do not do anything except being rich and rich and rich and rich and rich and rich and rich. And it's a big problem. I mean, in those days, we used to see people who say, I come from this village, or I come from this township, and what am I going to do? I'm going to improve this township. I'm going to build a library in this township, in the school that I went to. Or I'm going to build a sports center, or a community center, recreation center, youth strategic center, an outpatient rehab center, a wellness center that should be run by the local clinics and stuff. People want to do their church buildings and build their empires. When you enter them and you see la ahlala khona isitulo sakhe isofela imhlophe line juice, the rest of the guys is tap water. Judges chapter 8 verses 6. And the leaders of Succoth said, are the hands of Ziba and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your army? Hoarding. Selfishness is also about hoarding. People who hoard aid helps. The Father gives you a ministry of helps, but you hoard it. You help your immediates. We have that kind of a believer's society. I don't want to say the church, because that would be blasphemous. A believer's society. Who have such great means, but do not help a community a bit. I once said something to this other one of the people that used to study with me in this walk of ministry some years ago, and I said, you know what surprises me with your church is that it is locked the whole week. It only opens on a Sunday when you guys are coming in with your Mercedes-Benz and all these new cars. And I have come to realize that the people have no relationship whatsoever with you guys. And the majority of you don't even live in that township. You live outside, which is not wrong, but you have nothing to do with the township. You just find that you have a church that is full of intellectuals, elites, business people, academics, professionals, entrepreneurs, and you're doing great. You're doing great. I mean, look, if people want to see a Maybach, they just go past your church. They will see a Maybach. You know? And the thing is, I wonder if what the Father has said to you as a church, or to you as a ministry, what are the things that you're supposed to do in that community, as we say? What are those things that you're supposed to do? It's one of those things that really troubles. And these ministries are built, very beautiful buildings, but they're locked. Hey, even if people suffer, and there can be fire in the shacks, these buildings are locked. No one can even say, let's take refuge in this church. There are very few. There's only one in Mamelodi that does that. Look at how big Mamelodi is. Nothing. But there are big churches there. Now, when you look into 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 11, shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men when I don't know where they are from?
Hey, Laban.
That is typical selfishness. Typical selfishness. Lack of ministry. And we need to be careful about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are touching base on this, the issue of selfishness tonight.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let me start with you, Professor, tonight. Now, when we look into this, the very aspect of selfishness, the spirit of selfishness amongst those who profess to believe, what's your take?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. It is a very sad reality because we have changed the definition of some of these things that God continued to point out towards us that we may correct, and we are not correcting it. So when you were talking, it dawned into my mind that this is more about us now, not about God. So we are turning the attention back to men, and we forget about God. So in other words, when we are possessed by this spirit, we remove focus from real and important things. We remove focus from an important person, and we bring that focus back to us. To me, it becomes an issue of idolatry because we become our own idols. We no longer worship the one we need to worship. And it's unfortunate because when we have to explain ourselves, we say we are looking out to ourselves or we are protecting our interests. We are ensuring that we don't get exploited. And there's a very thin line between that and selfishness, as well as idolatry, because we forget the God whom we need to worship, and we bring all the worship, all that attention, all the glory back to us, which is something very wrong. So when you are bringing across the example of Cain and Abel, to me, I began to see a lot of definition about selfishness, of which I think we were not aware of. We thought of selfishness as only greed. But from that scripture of Genesis 4, verse 9, when Cain was saying, "Am I my brother's keeper?" So it brings back the whole notion that God expects us to be the protectors of one another. If we fail to do that, we become selfish because we were not created to appear and to function independently of one another. So if I can find a time or a season where I say I am independent of you as my brother, I get to the spirit of Cain and I get possessed by the spirit of Cain, which will eventually lead me to murder. Because if I will continually focus on myself and not look at protecting you and your own interests, it means I become a murderer, even if I have not killed you physically. But this spirit automatically kills the love that you should have for one another, the acceptance, unconditional love, and ensuring that we reveal the God who has created us. So the spirit of Cain is a spirit of selfishness that eventually kills the brother, that eventually kills the neighbor, that eventually does not even came. And at the end of the day, he who is possessed by the spirit of selfishness end up not even honoring God. He does not know how to respond to God, how to deal with God, because we see this from the example of Cain as he was responding to God. But we see a contradiction when you were quoting the story and the passage of Moses in Exodus 2, verse 17, where Moses was more about others other than himself. So if we have overcome that spirit of selfishness, we tend and we take attention away from us to the people whom God wants us to pay attention to. And we see here Moses becoming the protector. We see Moses becoming a person who will cover up the weak. And the spirit of selfishness, therefore, if we need to compare these two scenarios, we see it as a spirit that devours, the spirit that kills, the spirit that does not care, whereas the spirit that cares about the things of God will always protect. So when we grow cold of God's business, we grow cold of the love that we should have for other people, and we no longer protect them, we must be aware that we have gotten to be controlled by this spirit. And at the end of the day, we become murderers because we kill the very people who are weak, who are dependent on us. And at the end of the day, we want our own services. We want people to do things for us, whereas we cannot do anything for them, as you see, which is what you have also spoken about. When you quoted in Numbers 20:21, I'm still going over your introduction, which was very beautiful for me. It says, if you can be put in a position of help, but you cannot help a person whom you know that you must help, we must know that we are possessed by the spirit of selfishness. When you see your neighbor struggling, you see your neighbor that he is weak, you see him going hungry, you see him going naked, and you are in a position that you can lend a helping hand, and you are unable to do that, and you are looking at your own needs, your own desires, your own family alone, we must know that we are possessed by the spirit of selfishness. Anybody and everybody who is in a position of helping but is not helping, at the end of the day, we are not revealing the God whom we need to reveal. I remember in the past few weeks, we even spoke about people having full wardrobes, but they're unable to share even the clothing with those whom they see are naked. People have groceries that they keep on stocking every week, but there are people whom they know, even in the house of God, that none of the people in this family is working, but we cannot lend a helping hand. We cannot extend assistance. And this is the spirit that God wants us to deal with. You are in a position of helping, and you are in the house of God. You are seeing your brother. You are seeing them going hungry. You are seeing that the child next door doesn't have shoes to go to school, but you have many, many pairs of shoes that you can share with that neighbor, and you are unable to do that. That's what God wants us to deal with. So I want to also quote Philippians chapter 2, because this spirit of selfishness, Brother Ray, does not just happen without the influence and the embedment into the mind of a person, because it is more about what this person is thinking, what is the makeup and the mindset that he has. In Philippians chapter 2, I'll start from verse 2 and end at verse 4, and then I'll read other verses later on. This passage says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. The passage tells us that those who are selfish are people who are working for division. They don't want you to mingle with those whom they think they are not belonging to the same class that they have categorized themselves with. And here it says, the fact that we are not like-minded, we are divided, we are separated, we are having our own mind, and this mind that we have of our own self, we don't want to accommodate others. It's what brings and what portrays and reveals the spirit of selfishness. Whereas here, Paul is saying, I don't want you to be like that. I want you to be like-minded. Because if you can be divided, you will then begin to think of your own needs. You will then cover up your own desires. You will only think for your own family. And this is what will help us to stop this spirit of selfishness. So if we can do things in a divided spirit, and he says here, you must be of one accord, of one mind. if me and you are not in one accord and one mind, but we are going to the same house, the house of God, I then eventually collect things for myself, things that will satisfy me, things that will benefit me, and that's a spirit of selfishness. So a mind that is separated from the mind of God, a mind that is divided from the main mandate of the Most High, eventually creates a spirit of selfishness. And at the end of the day, the ambitions that you will have are the ambitions that will satisfy you. At the end of the day, what's going to happen here? You will think you are more important than others. You will think that you are the one who must be satisfied over other people. You will think that you are more educated, you are more rich, you are more wealthy. All of these things begin to happen because you are not seeing yourself as one with them. Once you see the difference between you and them, selfishness comes in because you will desire to have more of these things that make you different from them. Once I see that I am more rich than them, I will start to accumulate or try to accumulate more money so that I can be more and more different from them, which is why here God speaks about like-mindedness. So even though God can bless me with things, but I don't have to see myself as different from them, because that allows an enemy to come in and then I can begin to devour and end up eating them up, wanting to receive more of these things that will make me step over them, that will make me more different, that will make me look better than them. And that's what we need to guard against, this difference in mind, this difference in attitude, this mind that we don't want to be in one accord with other believers, eventually makes us more different and makes us more sinful, because our actions begin to be informed by our desires, not influenced by the word of God.
I hear you quite clearly. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. We are talking about the spirit of selfishness, what it is even all about. You know, one of the things that I've realized about this spirit is that it hurts. You know, the people who project this spirit towards others, it hurts a lot. It hurts a lot. And it can make people to start distancing themselves even, you know, and good friendships become, you know, damaged because one is focused on selfish interests. Anyway, now, Mayahi, when it comes to selfishness also, this one of 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 11, shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat? Ooh, okay, my.
Johnny Gill.
Got Johnny Gill. Hey. My. Say, shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men when I don't know where they are from? How? Should you know where they are from? Banna. We see that kind of selfishness even amongst us. We don't even want to share, even though we have more resources and we are believers. And I'm talking about this amongst ourselves, let alone helping those who are in need, who don't believe. I'm talking about those also who are in lack, who are believers together with us. You'd rather push your exclusive car and someone who works hard in the church, does not have even transport money, 10 rand 50, to go back home after cleaning the church, being in the church, being hungry, and you leave with a bag full of money, you're going to the bank the following day. Mayaki?
Chuda, maybe kikupa kisimule Genesis 4, number 9.
Yes.
The story that you spoke about Cain and Abel, where he says, am I my brother's keeper?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an interesting way that you and me call each other where we say my ach again.
Yes.
So now, we need to maybe return a bikinyana in order to understand what does that mean. Because let's say if it was a woman, it would be ahuti. If it's a man, we would say ach.
Yes.
But we want to focus on the word ach because it is also what is found in the name Hamashiach. Right?
Yes.
Which means brother's keeper. Protector of your brother.
Yes.
Meaning that I am willing to die for you.
Yes.
So that is why now when we say Hamashiach, ka the Hebrew terms, that is what it means, because we know that he even went as far as dying for us. So when I call you my ach, it means that is what I'm symbolically or simply saying. So we can see now that this is a territory where Cain failed to be a protector of his brother. But instead he became a murderer of his brother. So now we look at the Messiah and who he was, the things that he did, raising people from the dead, healing and all that. There was no selfishness. Like a spirit of selfishness, also it's a mindset or attitude where I prioritize my own needs and desires over others' well-beings. Meaning that I don't care about them, but I'm looking, instead of me sharing the bread, I can go and buy the Maybach and get excited that I'm driving a 3 million rand car. But some people don't know tomorrow will they have a meal now. Probably they have spent days without even eating. KFC, today we come from this, fast food outlets, and Renale grocery control, but today because it's Friday, we feel we pass these guys, Baba Yemba Kupa, and we can't afford to share, and yet we still have food in the house. It's what has come into us to say, are we practicing that brotherhood? Are we being the protector of those brothers and sisters, of course? Are we willing to can sacrifice for them? And because we pass them without even sharing with them? So now that is what I wanted to look at in the book of Genesis chapter 9, to bring the picture about the word Hamashiach, or me saying ach, or hakere akuti to a sister. It's about the brotherhood and the sisterhood, meaning that for us to go an extra mile for each other. Now, I kindly want us to, we're speaking of First Samuel chapter 25 about the man called Nabal.
Yes.
Right? Who refuses to break bread with David. Right? The John Gill guy.
Yeah.
So now I want to bring his name. His name is Nabal. But I want to look at the contrast, the opposite of his name as well, quickly, because his name is the opposite would be Laban. We know of Laban. Laban was the father-in-law of Jacob. Now Laban means purity. Laban means white, to be stainless, right? That is. So it symbolizes a heart that is obedient, a heart that would be loving the commandments and the statutes of our Father in heaven. But this one is contrary to that, because when we look at the wife Abigail explaining the name of this guy. Go number 25 of chapter 25. He says, pay no attention, my master, to that wicked man, Nabal. Mm. So we see that selfishness is a state of wickedness. And he says, he is just like his name. His name means fool, and folly goes with him.
Mm.
So these are the characteristics of Satan or Satan.
Yeah, Al-Shatan.
Because he's the one who is foolish. He's the one who is disobedient. Because the scripture teaches us, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then by me saying, I'm not willing to share bread with this one, then it means then that I am contrary. I'm the opposer, the adversary to the word of Elohim. And that's why the wife says, a wicked man. That's why the wife says, also uses words like a fool, and folly goes with him.
Mm.
So this selfishness is often rooted in pride and a distorted sense of self-importance. So we start to prioritize our individual desires at the expense of relationships or that in the community, where we can see that there's a need, there's a lack. But instead of us sharing, it is for us. So James 3:16 says, for where you have envy and selfish ambitions, there you find disorder and evil practice.
Mm.
So now it starts to show the characteristics of saying, my heart, or I'm like this cup that is clean only on the outside, but inside, I'm a different person altogether.
Mm.
I don't carry the characteristics, samashiach, selflessness. But meaning that if nailin nakirumilo nkuruko for the Sabbath, probably batunabasato fola. I would be like the man of the talents you spoke about last week, Hore. He says, no, because I knew you're going to require it, so I kept it safe. Mm. We would be doing that.
Yeah.
Aman.
Aman, Maachi, thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the spirit of selfishness tonight. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying on this issue. Drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Are we seeing much of the spirit of selfishness amongst us these days?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this topic. The very notion of the spirit of selfishness amongst us. Professor, let me come back to you and... When we look again into the notion of selfishness, Haman's selfish conceit. you know, when you look into the word, Esther chapter 6, verse 6, so Haman came in and the king asked him, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "Whom would the king delight to honor more than me?" Selfishness, also the notion of self-importance, to an extent that you think you are so important, and you fail to actually acknowledge the ministry of humility. That should be, you know, the superiority of consideration in one's life. But, well, one also looking at themselves as deserving of everything that is good. And there is none like him who might deserve even more. Haman here is a typical example of a person riddled with spirits of selfishness, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you imagine putting all of these words, thinking you'll be the one who'll be on the better side?
Thinking that
someone else will be dying and you will be benefiting from the demise of someone else. And I'm reminded of what Brother Baruch spoke about right now. One of the characteristics of selfishness is foolishness, which is what he mentioned here. Because you end up getting to a point of foolishness. You cannot even reason outside of that spirit. You don't see anybody else but yourself. And the typical example of Haman here saying, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now, Haman thought in his heart, "Whom would the king delight to honor more than me?" So you can see the heart of these people. When you have selfishness, the problem is in the heart. The problem is in the mind. The problem is in how you look at yourself in comparison to how other people are or who the other people are. At the end of the day, there is nothing beautiful that you think must be received by someone else. And I believe that is foolishness, because people have many potential capabilities, opportunities, but you don't even think about that. You think you're the only one who have the opportunities. You think you're the only one who's great. You think you're the only one who can do things better, that you are acknowledged by the king. And this is what we see. And now at the end of the day, what I'm seeing here, the phrase that I'm coming up with, is that selfishness kills. You can run away with it for a few kilometers, but at the end of the day, if you continue in that spirit, you know exactly that you'll eventually die being killed by that spirit of selfishness. Following on what you've been talking about as well, that selfishness leads into spiritual blindness. If you are selfish, there's no way that you can be able to see what God is doing. You won't even be able to see beyond what is happening right now, because everything that you see is self. You spoke of the example of Nabal, and Brother Baruch also spoke more about that, that for him, it was more about himself. Who is this person who wants things from me and I have not seen him? I have not heard anything about him. So it means there's nobody else who is important other than you. Blindness that is created by selfishness. And again, what I'm seeing is that the spirit of selfishness also brings deafness. You cannot even hear. People will come with advice to you. People will come trying to guide you properly. But because you have this spirit, you are not going to hear them out. You're not going to think that, you're not going to think that people are telling you things that you should be aware of, things that you should take cognizance of, things that you should be living by. And you keep on asking the question, who is this person whom I should give this and that? I have not even heard from him or about him. I'm reminded of the story of the priest and the Levite. Remember the story where one man was injured by people while he was on the road. And people keep on passing the guy. They pass the guy because they were blind. They did not even think that they needed to extend a helping hand, because selfishness only thinks about him. if I can help this person, it means I'll lose my resources. If I can help this person, I'll lose my time. If I can help this person, I won't be able to fulfill 1, 2, 3, which is in my agenda. And what are we talking about? It is more about self. It is more about what we desire. Up until someone else who was not expected, a good Samaritan. Today we speak of a good Samaritan because the priests and the Levites were blind to selfishness, were blind to see what was beyond. They couldn't do things that God expected them to do because of the spirit of selfishness. I cannot share my time with someone I don't know, which is the same thing that Nabal is talking about. I cannot share my resources with someone I have not seen. I don't even care whether the person needs my help or not. That is the spirit of selfishness. And I want us to read another scripture right now. The scripture that you find in Matthew 22, verse 39, which sort of resonates with what I've just spoken about. It speaks about loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind and all your soul. And then it says, you shall also love your neighbor as yourself. Mm. So if we are unable to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we are possessed by the spirit of selfishness. If we think we are more in a position to receive beautiful things, in a position to be praised, in a position to be lifted up, we are filled by the spirit of selfishness, because the word of God commands us that we need to love one another. Mm. It goes back to the spirit of Cain, where Cain says, I'm not going to be my brother's keeper. You don't even have to ask me about my brother, because we don't have the spirit of caring for one another. And Jesus Christ, when he came, talking about the commands and the important commandments, he goes back to loving one another, loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Otherwise, you're not going to fulfill the great law of the Most High. So this great law deals away with selfishness, because it removes something from me and then it gives to someone else. The attention is not from me. So if I love my neighbor, I begin to think for my neighbor before he could even ask. I remember the quote by Miles Monroe one day when he was speaking about love. He said, love thinks beforehand. Love acts before the need arises. Mm. Love is able to think. So if we are unable to think for someone else, it means we are self-centered. If we cannot act on behalf of someone else, we are self-centered and we are controlled by the spirit of selfishness. And God commands us to love one another. And he says, a new command I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. If we don't love one another, we get to the spirit of Cain. We are possessed by the spirit of Cain, because if I don't love you, it means I can kill you. I don't care about you, and I don't have the mind of Christ. And the book of Philippians says, let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Mm. And the mind that was in Christ is the mind of humility. You spoke about humility previously. It's a mind that says, I'm not going to lift myself up. I know that I am important. I know that God has lifted me, but I'm not going to take that position and begin to step on the heads of other people, but I'll remain humble up until everybody else begin to see the Lord that I serve. The reason we are unable to bring people more to the Lord is because we are unable to reveal him. And what makes us not to be able to reveal him, we are pompous. We want to be lifted. We are not, we are self-centered. We think more about ourselves. We are unable to reveal Christ. Nobody who is selfish can reveal Christ, because Christ had to lay down his life for the one whom he loves. Mm. And the question would be tonight, how much do we love? How much do we want to reveal God? Do we want to reveal more of ourselves, or we want to reveal God? So if we want to reveal God, we'll begin to do the word of God, because the word of God commands us to be humble. The word of God commands us to love, commands us to accept one another, commands us to feed those who need to be fed, commands us to clothe those who need to be clothed by us, because God has given us resources, and what we have, we need to share with others and become our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper. The last question that I want to ask, maybe we can ask each and every one of us, how does sisterhood and brotherhood look like in our lives? If I say I am my brother's keeper and my sister's keeper, what are indicators of sisterhood and brotherhood that I could say, if I have done this and if I continue living like this, I show that I am living the word of God, and God will say I am a faithful servant because I have done that. And I think we need to begin to think about those things that we do that make us to be in line with the word of God so that we don't get rejected at the end of the day.
Thank you so much, Professor. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Thank you, Mtukuza. I see the WhatsApps. Godfrey, thank you. Opa, I said thank you earlier on. I really appreciate. And Pietra, thank you. And, of course, the question is, what is the spirit of selfishness all about? Once we can identify this, we will be able to answer the rest. You know, once we can know what it is and identify it, you know, once we can be able to speak of its attributes, then we can identify it amongst ourselves. And let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. You can drop us also a voice note on that. It's 082-657-2729. Thank you, McGee. I see the WhatsApp there. I really appreciate.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.